Grace and Advent peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The Word of God for meditation this Advent night is from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 9 through 11. Go on up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good news. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good news. Lift it up, fear not. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense is before him. He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom and gently lead those that are with young. Thus far, God's holy word. In the name of Jesus, who fills our anticipation for his return with comfort and with peace, dear fellow redeemed. Have you ever heard the figure of speech? The anticipation is killing me. It isn't that uncommon to hear this time of year. The Advent season is rife with anticipation. Christmas Eve and Christmas Day is what it's all about. The presents, the festivities, the family, everything that everyone loves about this season. And they just have to make it through Advent. Certainly you can see how the anticipation might be unbearable. Well, Jesus left his followers with an anticipation for his return, similar to that anticipation of the children of Israel in Isaiah's day. In both cases, God's people were left with an Advent anticipation, but an anticipation that brings comfort. Whether it is 2,500 years ago or the 21st century, the best way to proclaim a message for everyone to hear is to climb the highest pinnacle so that when you blast your message out, the sound can carry forth without anything blocking its path. That is the picture that the Lord paints through Isaiah for those who proclaim the good news of the Lord. This is a message that God wants every single soul on earth to hear. Note the repetition that he uses. Go on up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good news. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good news. Lift it up, fear not. This is a message that has no limit as to who the recipients are. Young, old, rich, poor, whoever is graced to hear this message will receive something that is truly life-changing. What is that message? It's a message of redemption, of deliverance. Behold, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. For the people of Judah, this redemption would come after they will have been in captivity for 70 years. For 70 years, they would have this anticipation of deliverance and restoration. But this anticipation did not have to be an anticipation that kills. For those who trusted in the Lord, their anticipation would be one of comfort because they had this promise and hundreds others from the Lord that their deliverance was as good as done. Though they would be in captivity, they remained free as children of God. As is the case with most of the prophecies God has given, there is that short-term fulfillment and a long-term fulfillment. For the people of God will receive the long-awaited, anticipation-inducing, promise fulfilled of the Messiah being born. God Himself coming to deliver His people and the world from their bondage of sin. And that is the anticipation that we remember this Advent season. The great might of the Lord that was realized in the death and resurrection of our Savior, who overcame the world's sin, who triumphed over the grave, and who lives forevermore to bring blessing and glory to His people. The birth of the Savior meant the death of the world, the sin that reigns in it, and the devil who finds his domain over it. Jesus' victory means that all who have faith in Him can have an anticipation for His second coming. That second coming when He will bring us home to heaven. But even as we anticipate that coming of Jesus, this prophecy, Isaiah, has more comfort to give us, because it shows us how God actively comforts His people in the midst of their anticipation for His deliverance. He will tend His flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in His arms. He will carry them in His bosom and gently lead those that are with young. There's hardly a greater picture that God uses for His relationship to us than that of a shepherd to a lamb. In John 10, Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep." A lamb truly depends on its shepherd for everything. Without a shepherd who cares and actively protects, a lamb is as good as dead. And we are not just guarded by any shepherd, but the good shepherd. Jesus, the good shepherd, who committed Himself to the greatest act of service for you. He died for you. But that isn't all. He also knows you. A good shepherd would be able to tell you one sheep from another. And Jesus knows you even more personally than that. He compares it to the relationship between God the Father and Himself, God the Son. You truly can't know anyone more than that. And what does that mean for you? It means that Jesus knows what you struggle with the most. He knows what you fear the most, what weighs on your heart the heaviest. And He uses that knowledge to carry you through your life, to lead and guide you in the way that you should go. And though the means by which He does this may not be as visible as it was to the children of Israel when they wandered the desert, His guidance is even more clear and complete in the Word of God. Peter writes, "And we have the prophetic word more fully confirmed, to which you will do well to pay attention as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts." What you and I have in the Scriptures is the entire will and testimony of God, the source of your eternal life, His guidance for your life, and the assurance that no matter how dark and sad this world gets, His redemption is sure. We will always live our lives in anticipation of Jesus' return, of that day when we are removed from all pain and suffering. but because of the sure Word of God, the completeness of Jesus' work of salvation for you, you can wait with an anticipation of comfort that your God will always be your Good Shepherd. Amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.